The Home Show on Q Radio with the Grand Vortex Condensing Oil Boiler, providing super efficient, reliable and lower cost heating. Think boilers, think Grant.
Hello and welcome to another Q Radio Home Show. I'm Jules Martin. This week, technology and new trends in house design, how cleaning your house is damaging your health, and some household money saving tips.
The Home Show.
Michael Howe from 2020 Architects Ballymoney has designed and built a house for Grand Designs, is a regular columnist for Northern Ireland Homes and Lifestyle magazine, as well as our architecture correspondent for The Home Show. Q Cafe North Coast's Dennis McNeil caught up with him to ask if new technology has had a big influence on architecture and house design.
I think it's probably had one of the biggest influences in architecture recently, with 3D modelling software becoming something that is affordable to all architects, and linking this 3D modelling software through with 3D printing and the likes of CNC machines, basically large routers that work in metal or wood that you can attach the 3D model program to, you're seeing really organic shapes that were never possible previously. And so using these technologies, yeah, you're going to see shapes and styles of buildings over the next year or so that we just haven't ever seen previously. One of the other incredibly exciting things that is happening in architecture, and 2020 Architects are leading the way on it, we're the first architects in Ireland to bring in a virtual reality suite into our office, so people can put on the headset and get a full virtual tour and fully understand what their building looks like before it even goes to the planning service.
What's the current thinking in architecture? What are people talking about and thinking about?
Well, there's a couple of things that you're probably going to see over the next year. There's a lot of concrete and stone. Raw concrete set aside, really natural stone. Concrete floors and polished concrete floors have become the norm now, or very much less unusual. But raw shuttered concrete walls and shuttered concrete ceilings are starting to make an appearance in domestic architecture. And setting at the side really soft natural stone walls is a way of paring down the hardness. You're also seeing a lot of brick buildings. Previously, brick buildings were maybe seen as a little and too industrial for a lot of residential buildings, or maybe they had memories of bad brick architecture from the 80s. But brick's a lovely material, and the manufacturer are manufacturing bricks to unusual shapes, sizes and colours that architects are loving playing with. And lastly, probably the thing that we've been asked most for is the outdoor living spaces. It's not enough these days to do a patio or a deck. The outdoor living space has to be as designed as any of the internal rooms. We're doing a lot of sunken seating, fire pits, barbecue areas, chimneys and outdoor fires, and canopies so people can sit out even in the climate that we have. You can sit out even in the rain.
Many thanks to Michael Howe from 2020 Architects Ballymoney and Dennis McNeil from Q North Coast. It's only a few weeks to Christmas, I know. It's too early to even think about, but saving those pounds could be a good idea. So here are some tips. Help keep your household energy costs down by closing doors so you aren't needlessly heating spaces in your home that you don't need to. Avoid interest payments by paying bills up front. Paying bills online can be very handy, and with email reminders, you'll never miss a payment again. And if you do a lot of entertaining, host a weekend brunch rather than a dinner. Breakfast food and drinks are cheaper to buy out and prepare at home than dinners.
The Home Show.
For most of us, cleaning the house is a chore that we'd rather not do. And now, there may be a very good reason to avoid it. New research carried out in Norway has revealed that cleaning with household sprays and detergent can actually be doing you harm, causing a decline in lung function with a greater risk of chronic bronchitis or emphysema. The study followed 5,000 women over a period of 20 years and found that those who regularly cleaned their homes experienced a 14% greater decrease in lung function, while professional cleaners had a 17% greater decline. It's believed to be caused by the exposure to chemicals which irritate and cause allergic reactions in the airways. Well, that's it from me, Jules Martin, for this week. Breathe easily and join me again, same time, same place, next Wednesday for yet another Q Radio Home Show.
The Home Home Show on Q Radio with the Grand Vortex Condensing Oil Boiler. Upgrade today for super efficient, reliable, affordable, lower cost heating. Think boilers. Think Grant.